And now I show more of this table that was that I showed the top of before. Before I just showed the effective density of states at 300 K for silicon, germanium, and gallium arsenide. Now I'm also showing the effective density of states of the valence band. It's these numbers here. And silicon has, for electrons, there are two effective masses because the minimum of the conduction band is anisotropic. It's not a parabola that's got the same curvature in all directions. It's got this property here. So two effective masses are given. One of them is almost the free electron mass, and the other one is about a fifth of that. It's lighter than the free electron mass. And then for silicon, there are two effective masses given for the holes. And this has a different reason. When you look at the maximum of the valence band of silicon, there are two degenerate bands that both have a maximum at the same place. And both of these parabolas, like this, are isotropic. So when you look at them in other directions, the curvature is the same. But there are just two bands that have the same energy at k equals 0, and they meet there. So you have to give the curvature of both bands. And those two bands are called the light hole band and the heavy hole band. That's the MLH and HH. So in the valence bands, these are the heavy holes and these are the light holes. Because the formula looks like this, h bar squared over the second derivative of dk squared minus 9. So something with a large curvature has a small effective mass. And something with a small curvature has a larger effective mass. So these are the light holes and these are the heavy holes. These effective masses, they're used when you calculate the transport properties. So if you apply an electric field, the electrons in the holes accelerate as if they have these masses. I proved this in the advanced course, when I talk about transport in the advanced course, so you just have to believe me now that when you calculate how the electrons move through the crystal, they move with these effective masses. If you know these effective masses, it's possible to calculate from them the effective density of states in this column. But I will just say that you look up these effective density of states because it's not really a very useful calculation and somebody's done it for all the important semiconductors. So if you go to a table that lists the effective masses, it usually lists the effective density of states as well. Okay. In a lot of the semiconductors that we're interested in, there's also what's called a split-off band. There's another band that's got some energy that's not very big, that's close to the bands at the top of the valence band. And then we'll see that sometimes, I'll show you other tables where they also list the effective mass of the split-off band, so you know the curvature of the split-off band. And when there's a split-off band nearby, what happens in the density of states is here's the valence band energy, here's the split-off band energy. The density of states here starts out like a square root. And then you get another contribution from the split-off band. It also looks like a parabola, so it also gets a square root-looking density of states. So from here, you have to add another one. And when you add the two together, you get something that looks like this to this point, and then it's got a kink in it, and it goes on. So it goes like this, and then like that. The density of states is higher as soon as you get below energies of the split-off band. The split-off band is not relevant if the energy is large, but if it's got a small energy, it's only a few times kVT, then it could be relevant. It's unfortunate that a lot of these semiconductors have these details like anisotropic effective mass and multiple minima and split off band and so forth, but they do. So silicon and germanium both have an anisotropic conduction band minimum. In silicon there are 6 minima, in germanium there are 8, because these are in the 111 directions. They both have light holes and heavy holes. Gallium arsenide is a direct band gap semiconductor, so the minimum of the conduction band is right at k equals 0. The effective mass is very low, and it's isotropic. So it's a nice parabola that's the same in all directions, but it has a light hole band and a heavy hole band.